Hello, my name is Michael, and you're listening to Forever Sound Version, a video game music podcast. Dear friends, and welcome to episode 21 of Forever Sound Version. On this episode, I'm going to be diving into one of my all-time favourite systems, the Nintendo Game Boy. It hardly needs an introduction, really, but this is among the very first machines I ever played games on, along with the ColecoVision and the Commodore 64. And it's the first system that I could really call my own. I have many, many happy memories of taking my Game Boy with me on trips and holidays as a kid, putting hours into titles like The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening and Super Mario Land. While the original system only had an LCD display, no colours, it was very easy to find something to love in the visuals of these games if you were prepared to use your imagination a little bit. The tune we heard at the top of the show was BGM 1 from Wizards and Warriors Chapter 10, Fortress of Fear, composed by David Wise. This is a game that I acquired through a swap with a girl at school when I was about 10 years old. I handed her Super Mario Land, and I got this. What a mistake that turned out to be. It's a pretty terrible platforming action game. That title theme is pretty nice, at least. David Wise is not one to let you down in the music department. Let's have a little more music now, and some tracks from another platforming action game, Jurassic Park 2: The Chaos Continues, released in 1994. Now, this is more like it. A slick, if a little basic, licensed game in which you explore levels teeming with vicious dinosaurs that you have to mow down with your rifle and grenades. This is a game that I picked up in Spain one year as part of a pretty dubious games compilation. The boxes would say something like 32 games in one, but what that usually meant was 10 games that were repeated but with daft made-up alternative titles. So Jurassic Park 2 was also listed as Archaeology 2, Dinosaur World, and Monster Zoo 2. So pretty subtle. Banging soundtrack on this one, courtesy of Jonathan Dunn. Here's BGM 6 and BGM 4. We'll be right back. BGM6 and BGM4 there from Jurassic Park 2, The Chaos Continues, composed by Jonathan Dunn. Some great use of all of the Game Boy's channels on these, with nice choppy rhythm parts, fast arpeggios playing out chords, and driving bass lines and melodies. It all sounds very urgent, which is fair enough since you're being attacked by dinosaurs. I'm generally not one to get all hot and bothered about time signatures in compositions. It's always seemed like a bit of a prog bore thing to me, but the use of 5/4 time in that second track is particularly effective at tempering the dramatic feel, I have to admit. Time for something from a true Nintendo dynasty now, The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening. As well as A Link to the Past on the SNES, this is Zelda as I choose to remember it, a thoroughly engrossing adventure game with some very satisfying combat, and a great soundtrack to boot. The first tune we're going to hear is a pretty creepy one, Mysterious Woods, and then we'll have one of my all-time favourite Game Boy tunes, Tao Tao Mountain Range. The composers are Minako Hamano, Kazuo Ishikawa, and Kazumi Totaka. Thank you. Great stuff there from The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, released in 1993. This was a good game to plug into the Super Game Boy, which was a sort of cartridge for the SNES that allowed you to play Game Boy games on a larger TV, sometimes with added visual features. I've got to give a shout out to my friend Stuart, who would let me have a go on his Super Game Boy back in the day. You might remember Stuart from the 2D Metroid and VGM Battle episodes of this podcast. That melody on Telltale Mountain Range really does soar. A most appropriate piece to hear as you negotiate the upper levels of this game's map. If you're not familiar with this game, get on it, seriously. It's a marvel how they managed to fit so much onto such a small cartridge back then. Next up is another game I discovered through a dodgy games compilation, Motocross Maniacs, released in 1990, so quite an early title for the system. This is a 2D motocross game in which you have to complete a course with jumps and ramps under a certain time. As such, it's a necessarily fast-paced game, helped along by a set of brisk chiptunes. I would say that these tracks don't sound quite as good in isolation as they do in-game, as they don't feature any drums or low bass parts as such, but in the game there's a prevalent buzz of engine noise that meshes with the tunes to make for a denser sound world. Nevertheless, they're still nice little compositions. Here's BGM 3 and BGM 5, composed by Michiru Yamane and Tsuyoshi Sakito. Thank you. BGM 3 and BGM 5 there from Motocross Maniacs on the Nintendo Game Boy. BGM 5 was the first in-game tune that I heard on this game, and it hooked me straight away. Tons of zippy energy and a main melody that wills you on to qualifying for the next round. That is, assuming you aren't spending your session intentionally landing on the ground head first after a turbo-assisted jump just for a laugh. Not that I would ever do that, of course. Hearing these tunes, for me, conjures up the smell of after-sun lotion, as I recall spending some time with this game on holiday in Tenerife as a kid. Very sunburnt, but very happy. Moving on, and let's have something from everyone's favourite cheerful little balloon creature thing. Kirby! Kirby's Dream Land, released in 1992. This first tune will probably be very familiar to you. Stage 1, Green Greens, composed by Jun Ishikawa. We just had Stage 1 Green Greens and then Stage 5 Mount DDD, or Mount de DD, however it's supposed to be pronounced, I don't know, from Kirby's Dream Land. So going from a decidedly chipper little tune to something very frenetic, it's Stage 5, so things are getting a bit heavier for our Kirby. All the channels are working overtime here, the noise channel in particular giving us a somewhat mechanical sounding hi-hat style pattern throughout. Our next game is a spin-off of what is perhaps the Game Boy's most famous title. It's Tetris Blast, a 1996 reimagining of the classic puzzler Tetris. The soundtrack for this title is a lot more groove-oriented than the tunes on the original Tetris for me, which I find helps me to lock into the flow of the game. The composer credits for Tetris Blast are a bit odd. I've got Niwaka Zu, Bunbun Maru, La++, and Goki 7 Alives. Now, I'm assuming that these are all fancy aliases, because I can't really imagine a mother taking a look at her newborn child and deciding to name them Goki 7, but, you know, stranger things happen in the world, I suppose. Anyway, here is BGM 3 and BGM 5 from Tetris Blast. That was BGM3 and BGM5 from Tetris Blast, some sturdy jammers that in different ways make use of a kind of delay effect where one lead voice mimics the other but a fraction of a second later to make for a broader, spacier sound. So with a bit of invention, you can squeeze a lot out of the Game Boy's hardware. Alright, now it's time for another mainstay franchise of Nintendo, Donkey Kong. This is Donkey Kong Land, released on the Game Boy in 1995. It's a very similar sort of affair to the Donkey Kong Country games on the SNES, with Rare handling the development. We're going to hear Map, which is the map screen music from the game, and Water World, which is another of my all-time favourite Game Boy tunes. Composers are Graham Norgate, and making his second appearance on this episode, David Wise. We just had Map and Water World from Donkey Kong Land. Water World, what a stunner that is. If anyone ever tries to tell you that music on the original Game Boy is unsophisticated, just play them this. I might even prefer this one to the water level music on Donkey Kong Country, which is saying a lot since that's a beautiful tune as well, and one that plays on 8 sample based channels. So great work from Graham Norgate and David Wise. We're just about done for this episode, so thank you very much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed the tunes. If you'd like to hear some more excellent VGM, then why not check out some other episodes on this podcast? I try to cover a lot of ground with this show, featuring VGM old and recent, classic and obscure, consoles, handhelds, home computers. I like exploring all of it, basically. So if you'd like to get in touch, you can email me at foreversoundversion@gmail.com. You can like this podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/foreversoundversion. And you can follow me on Twitter. The handle is FSVpodcast. To play us out, here's something composed by a Nintendo legend, Hirokazu Tanaka. The ending and credits theme from Super Mario Land on the Nintendo Game Boy, released 1989. Finishing this game for the first time as a kid felt like a real triumph, and this chiptune was a sweet reward. All the best for now.